Well, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, one of the most important weekends of the year anyway, but also important, it's the big start of the summer season, and a lot of folks come out to different locations and local communities to understand and commemorate the reason for the day, and we're going to talk about that this morning. Steve Livengood in with us this morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
nice to be here.
Atlantic will be just like many, many thousands of other communities across the country holding Memorial Day services on Monday. It's for folks who have attended in the past, 10 o'clock Monday morning, a lot of the usual kind of stuff.
It is. It's 10 o'clock. This will be the second year that we're doing what everybody else has been doing, but we're finally catching up, I guess, and that we'll have the flags put up on Friday evening. So the cemetery will be decorated on Friday evening, but then the service will be on Monday morning, of course. Yes,
okay.
10 o'clock.
And the Monday morning service will include a lot of people. A lot of people get involved, usually get pretty good crowd. Hopefully the weather's nice.
You know, it's always it's a huge crowd. It really surprises me. There's a ton of people out there. And, of course, if we have to do it inside, it's a little easier to count the crowd because there's, you know, one chair for everybody. But when you have it outside, there's a lot of folks that attend. And, yeah, we really would like to have it outside.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a little bit to put this on. I know it seems like a relatively simple service for the folks who show up and enjoy that each time, but it does take some effort and it does take people to make the cemeteries, to make those areas look the way they do.
You know, it's amazing when you do the same thing every year and it's like, well, we'll just do it like we did last year. But it really doesn't work that way because you have to remind people how you did it last year because that was like a whole year ago. Yes, it's the same thing, but is that guy still around anymore? That's really a critical problem that we have. Is he still around or still available anymore? Are we going to do it this way? Are we going to do it that way? Maybe we should try to change it up a little bit, see if that's a little bit different. So, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of work that is involved in it. It's not something that we start Monday morning, no.
One of the things that always hits me each time when we sit down to enjoy that Memorial Day service is when you read the list of veterans who have passed away in the past year, it really kind of hits home as to how many of these wonderful people are disappearing on us, and all those stories and all the things that they have to share with the next generation all are gone.
That is one of the things, as odd as it may sound, that takes all year to do from the last service to this service is to make that list. And yes, of course, I'm working on the list right now. It's a pretty big list. And it does bring back a lot of memories, you know, that, oh, yeah, I remember him. And, oh, that was a cold funeral that day. And, oh, has it really been that long? And, yeah, the names are very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very important list.
And that list seems to get shorter all the time, too, unfortunately.
Well, actually, no, I think the list is getting longer.
Oh, is it really?
It's getting longer. There was like 18 or so on the list last year, and we've done about 12 already this year. So, and I'm talking about a calendar year. So the list is getting longer every
year.
Yeah. And of course we're transitioning from a different era of folks too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to talk about the setup and everything. You mentioned in the past, it was kind of a tradition to go out early in the morning and get the flags and all that kind of stuff set up. We did it closer to Memorial Day, the actual service time. And you talked about doing it a little bit earlier on Friday, which means it takes some volunteers to get it done in the first place. Let's start with that. Do you need some extra hands?
We do need some hands. You're right. Back in the day when we did it just on Memorial Day, it was, you know, find somebody Monday morning. We'll show up out there Monday morning. We'll do our thing. We get ready for the service. We do our thing. We come back at the end of the day and we do our thing. Now when we do it at Friday, we have to basically do that over 2 days worth of time. So we have to give everybody together Friday evening and so that we can put those flags up and load the trailer with all the equipment that we need for that sort of thing. So yes, we're looking for people to help with the to put the flags up on a Friday afternoon. Actually, it's 5 o'clock. Sure, we get a lot of help from the Boy Scouts on that and some other volunteers, and we love it dearly, but it's a community thing. It's not just the veterans thing and the Boy Scouts. It's everybody. So feel free to come on out and help decorate the cemetery. That'll be Friday afternoon. And then, of course, Monday morning on Memorial Day, the flags are flying at half-mast. Not Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but on Memorial Day. So we will put them up full-mast Friday, then we'll bring them down to half on Monday morning. Yep, we got to go back out Monday morning again. Then, of course, we'll have to decorate the area with the PA system and all the rest of that good stuff that we have. We'll have the service, and then we get to take them all back down. Yeah, it takes a lot of effort to get it done.
And if we just depend on the veterans to do it, well, they're
that
not.
That list is getting longer every year.
Yeah, and they're older than I am, and I wouldn't want to be climbing up and down on those ladders.
No, exactly. We hang it's almost 100 flags out there. The mm-hmm. flags are huge, and that alone, and you know, you drive all over the cemetery. They're not just in that one little area right there. They're all over the cemetery, and it's a lot of work to get those put up and taken down every time.
So if folks are interested and able to help out, should they just show up?
You know, please don't call me. I don't care. You can call and visit if you want to, but the easy way to do it is just to show up. If you show up out there at the Field of Glory, that's where we always have the service, mm-hmm. Friday, 5 p.m., I'll guarantee you can help put up flags. If you want to show up again, Monday morning, 7, and that's a little bit of a change. We used to do it at 6:30. I'm going to back it off to 7 now because, well, you know, flags will already be up. All we have to do is drop them down. Still, you got to walk all over the cemetery in order to do that. And then we've got a crew that kind of decorates the field itself with the PA system, everything else. So just mostly the flags. And then, of course, Friday evening, got to bring them all back down again. So we'll do that at 5. So 5 Friday, 7 Monday, 5 Monday. Always something to do.
That's easy enough. Now, the other part that I want to talk about, too, was that the stuff, the actual things, the poles, the riggings, all the things that are out there, those are all outdoors. They're outdoors all year long, not just on Memorial Day weekend.
And only used a couple of days. Exactly.
But they do take a weather beating,
yes,
like
they
everything
do.
Else that's outdoors. So what's the condition? Do we need to start thinking about doing some work out there?
Well, oddly enough, you know, nobody ever worries about it until Monday morning or the day that we put the flags up. Right. Like, hey, did you know the rope was broke on this pole? Oh, yeah, that's right. It was broke last year. I forgot to do anything about it. So, yes, we have a tendency to not look at that thing all year. And then all of a sudden, it's like it's broke. So, yes, we have some poles where the ropes are broke. That is difficult to fix those ropes because there's a pulley like way up there in the air, and you've got to figure out how to put a rope over the top of it. Specialized equipment. No, we can't put an extension ladder up against it and climb up the ladder. So we kind of need a lift or something in order to get that out there. That would help a lot. We do have rope on hand. We got a great big coil, and oddly enough, we didn't use it as quick as we thought we would because, you know, it's hard to get up there on top of the pole. So there's some maintenance that needs to be done. Oh, hopefully I'll be able to get out there and get some of that identified. And the good thing about doing it on Friday evening is if we have a rope that doesn't quite work Friday evening, we might have a chance to get it fixed before Monday. It needs to be done.
Do you depend a lot on donations to get some of this work done?
Yes. It's not really the manpower that's tough and the inexpensive things, the snap links that hold the flags on and the ropes that hold the poles up and that sort of thing, but it's the specialized equipment. You know, not everybody has a cherry picker or a bucket truck, you know, that'll reach up 20, 25 feet that it is. So we kind of have to have that. We don't really have a budget. We have some money, and I think there's like $200, $250 in the account. There's not income from that. And do we need money? Sure. I'm sure we could always find something to do with money. I would love to see electricity put up there at the Field of Glory, and so we don't have to have the generator running all the time. But, yeah, there's always something we could do if we had the money. Since we don't have the money, then the easy way to do it is just to ask somebody to please come out and help.
Well, and since you don't actually go out and spend a lot of time asking folks directly for money, it probably largely comes as memorial contributions, things like that.
Exactly. I think this is the first time, and I've only been doing it for like 3 years, you know, the guy, but actually participating in the activities for, I don't know, 20, 25 years. And I don't recall there's ever been a, you know, door-to-door campaign, hey, can you raise some money, ads in the paper, you know, things on the radio, we need some money sort of thing. It just kind of takes care of itself, and to certain degrees it works, and if we'd like it better, well, you know, we need that assistance too.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into putting together not just the Memorial Day program, but also in making sure that the place looks nice, not just on Memorial Day weekend, but all throughout the year. And that does take extra hands.
You know, I sent out an email this morning on all the folks that I thought would be involved. And I of course, have a list of everybody I'm supposed to contact. And I'm going through that list. I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, I've not really talked to them. I hope that they're going to be there. You know, I hope that the scouts are going to be there. I hope that the band is going to be there. I hope the generator is going to be there. But, you know, you just never really think about it until it's time to find out, okay, we're ready to do it. And then, gosh, nobody ever really asked them about it. You know, they were there last year. I hope they're there this year sort of thing. Yeah. Sometimes it falls in place and sometimes it It should.
Well, we hope.
Yes, we hope. And I'm fairly confident that it will.
You bet. Well, and let's hope that the weather is decent so that we can actually have it outdoors because it is so much. It's nice that the high school allows us to come in and be able to do that indoors, but it means so much more to be out there at that location.
There are some things that we can't do in the school. We can't fire the cannon. We can't fire the rifles. It's difficult to talk about the grave sites that we know are out there, but it's up on the stage sort of thing. So, yes, without a doubt, location is much better if it's at the cemetery. I've always thought when I was out there participating in it, like, who's a poor guy that has to make that decision on whether we're here or whether we're at the school? And I know who he is now, so if anybody would like that job, I'd love to let them do that.
All right, very good. 10 o'clock Monday morning at the Atlantic Cemetery, and if you've got a few extra minutes, we're talking about a ceremony that lasts 30 minutes, maybe 45 tops.
Right.
You're there from start to finish. So it's a little bit of your day. Remember what the day is for. It's not just a day to grill and be with family.
Right. It is Memorial Day. It is not Memorial Day weekend. It's just a day, and we only want like 45 minutes of that.
Awesome. Steve, thanks for doing all you do.
Thanks, Jim.